Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Someone Else's Child by Deborah Lackey, Tennessee, USA. One insanely hot and humid summer day about 1997, my friend Sheila and I treated our preteen children and their friends to a day at Liberty Land in Memphis, Tennessee. Liberty Land is an aging but nice amusement park with some really good rides. Liberty Land also offers musical reviews. They managed to find incredibly talented teenagers to put on four or more shows a day. It has to be a grueling job. The theater is shaded, but it's an outdoor theater and there is no air conditioning. When Sheila and I took our group to Liberty Land, it was midweek and late summer, so the park didn't have many people in it. Being typical mom types, by mid-afternoon, Sheila and I were hot and worn out, while the kids were still full of energy and happy to continue riding the rides. We decided to let the kids make themselves sick riding the loop-de-loops while the two of us found a cool place to sit. We found a bench in the theater. All we wanted to do was just plop down, rest, and drink something cold. A few other people gathered in the theater with the same intentions, looking for a refuge from the heat and a few moments of rest. As luck would have it, a show was scheduled to begin within a few minutes. The performers put on a wonderful, energetic, upbeat show full of rock and roll and disco tunes. Unfortunately, their audience of 20 people speaking respite from the heat didn't seem to care whether there was good entertainment or not. At the end of the show, the meager audience gave half-hearted polite applause. My friend Sheila, however, leapt to her feet and gave a standing ovation and hooped and hollered as if she had seen the most amazing Broadway production in her life. She looked down at me and said, "These are someone else's kids. Since their moms aren't here, we need to support them." Wow, in that instance, Sheila gave me a perspective I had never thought of. Of course, then I stood by my friend becoming a surrogate stage mom for that moment, cheering those hard-working kids. That happened over 6 months ago, and Sheila's words still stay with me. In a fast food place, I try to remember that the teen behind the counter is someone's child, and so is the pizza delivery boy and the girl at the checkout counter in the grocery store. With that perspective, I treat those kids as I would want other people to treat my own children. I especially take Sheila's insight to heart when I see a teen in training and unsure of him or herself. At that point, I go out of my way to give words of encouragement, just as I would for my own child. Thanks, Sheila, for giving a whole new twist to the golden rule, do to others' children as you would have them do to yours.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.